You're listening to SBS News.
It's uncharted territory for most Australians. Only twice before has the slowdown in the economy caused the inflation rate to fall into negative territory, in 1962 and 1997. The Prime Minister says most of the blame for the current woes are COVID-19 related.
These most recent numbers are, I think, quite unique to the rather extraordinary circumstances we find ourselves in. What I know is good for Australia is people getting back into work. What I know is good for Australia is businesses having the confidence to open their doors again.
The price falls have taken the annual inflation rate to 0.3%. The biggest drivers of that have been a 95% drop in the cost of childcare after the government temporarily made it free. Free preschool and before and after school care in some states has also put downward pressure on prices, while petrol was hit by a 19% fall due to the collapse in the oil price. But inflation is tipped to start rising again as virus-related declines reverse, according to Shane Oliver, the chief economist at AMP Capital.
I think we will certainly see a bounce back in inflation this quarter because free childcare has come to an end, so that's going to bounce back in price. And don't forget, that fell 95% last quarter, so you're going to get a similar rebound the other way this quarter. And of course, as we know from driving around, there's more cars on the road, so the petrol price has gone back up.
The housing market isn't immune. Rents for residential dwellings recorded the first quarterly fall since records began in 1972. Bill Malui is a Sydney real estate company director. He says the continued pressure on homeowners could see more supply come onto the market, which will depress house prices further.
May see a little bit of a slowdown, maybe come back, you know, probably 5%, but I can't see much of it dropping too much. But yeah, there will be definitely a lot of supply on the market. But overall, in Sydney, like the inner west is very strong. It is a strong market.
The pandemic has caused wild swings in prices, which have to be taken into account to get a true picture. Core inflation, a measure that strips out volatile single readings, was up 1.2% for the year, well below the Reserve Bank's target range of 2-3%. Shane Oliver says inflation isn't likely to rise for the foreseeable future.
We've got a lot of spare capacity in the economy. There's a lot of competition out there. So that spare capacity in the economy means inflation is going to stay low, probably not negative, but it's going to stay low for some time to come, all of which is just a reflection of the difficult times the economy is going through right now.
The lockdowns did raise prices in other sectors. Furniture, household goods, cleaning products and toilet paper were all leading the way. Joe Masters is the chief economist for EY Oceania, and she says the panic buying at the start of the pandemic helped keep the prices high in the June quarter.
So we saw in some of those items that we were hoarding, so pasta, toilet paper, cereal, for example, we saw some price rises in those. We also saw higher prices for home appliances.
Both the alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages sector also saw modest price increases. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.